This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is participating in the closing ceremony of Sikkim's 50th year of statehood celebrations at Paljor Stadium in Gangtok. Mr. Modi will inaugurate, launch and lay the foundation stone of various development projects over 4,000 crore rupees across the state. The Prime Minister will also address the gathering on the occasion. Following his Sikkim visit, the Prime Minister will be on a two-day visit to Uttar Pradesh beginning today. He will reach his parliamentary constituency Varanasi this evening and participate in Mahila Sammelan, where he will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth around 6,350 crore rupees. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The Prime Minister will also flag off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains linking Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra this evening. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organisation or SCO Defence Ministers meeting in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan today. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that during the meeting, he will highlight India's commitment towards global peace amidst the security challenges prevailing in the world. He will underline that he will also convey the country's consistent stance on zero tolerance for terrorism and extremism. The defence minister said that he looks forward to interact bilaterally with the counterparts of other SCO member states and with the Indian community at Bishkek. In Ladakh, five new districts have been created to fulfil long-pending demand and aspirations of the people of the region. With these new districts, Union Territory has a total of seven districts. The newly created districts are Nubra, Sham, Changthang, Zanskar and Dras. Earlier, Ladakh had only two districts, Leh and Kargil. Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena said that the move aligns with the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for a developed and prosperous Ladakh. The Madhya Pradesh government has constituted a high-level committee to examine the feasibility of implementing the Uniform Civil Code in the state. An order in this regard was issued yesterday. The committee will be chaired by Justice Ranjana Prasad Desai, former judge of the Supreme Court. Among its responsibilities, the panel will examine models adopted by states such as Uttarakhand and Gujarat while taking into account the social, cultural and economic realities of Madhya Pradesh. The committee has been directed to submit its report along with the draft bill within 60 days. A day-long special session of the Delhi Legislative Assembly will be held today. According to the Assembly Secretariat, a discussion regarding the Women's Reservation Bill is likely to take place during the session. The session will commence at 11 a.m. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has urged states and union territories to strengthen preparedness in view of heat wave conditions expected during the upcoming summer months. In a letter written to the Chief Secretaries of States and Union Territories, Secretary, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Pune Salila Srivastav said that above normal heat wave days are likely from April to June this year across parts of East, Central and Northwest India as well as the Southeast Peninsula based on forecasts by the India Meteorological Department. India Meteorological Department has forecast heat wave conditions today in places over Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Odisha, Rayalaseema, Telangana, Vidarbha and West Rajasthan. It also predicted heavy rainfall today in parts of Assam, Meghalaya, Arunachal Pradesh, Bihar, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim. According to the Met Department, Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, some parts of Northeast India, Punjab, Gangetic, West Bengal and Jharkhand are expected to experience thunder squall conditions today. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings will take on Rajasthan Royals at Mulanpur in New Chandigarh this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Delhi Capitals by 9 wickets in a one-sided encounter at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. After being invited to bat first, Delhi Capitals were bundled out for just 75 runs in 16.3 overs. For RCB, Josh Hazlewood bagged highest 4 wickets, while Bhuvneshwar Kumar also picked up 3 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.